Okay.
Recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
We're back.
We're back again.
After so long.
Because I already said we're back in the previous episode. About a month ago. And now we're back again after a month. So
has it been a month or longer?
Seems like longer. But
yeah. We were on summer vacation, man.
No, it wasn't summer vacation.
We were traveling and then after that, we just never recorded.
After that, we had labor disputes.
Did we?
Fighting for higher wages,
which at the moment do not exist.
Man, I had to go out and get a job because we were making no money.
Fuck, this guy's working at the... Well, he's not working yet, but... Yeah, he's got to support himself somehow. Tell us about your job. Your new job application and interview.
Yeah, okay. So, my mom came up to me, right? She's like, yo, we're going to get you hired at the airport.
The BBC's back.
Okay,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, so loud.
Okay, so she's like, we're going to get you hired at the airport, right? In security. So I'm like, I don't know what security this is. Like, you have to go on this website, fill out an online application. So I did that. They emailed me. They're like, okay, you have to do this exam. It's like 100 questions of like general knowledge, 20 questions of like looking through like other stuff and like, you know, job related stuff. So I passed the exam. Then they emailed me, you got to book a job interview. Booked the job interview. Went to the job interview. It's not how I expected it to like, you know, be.
Yeah.
So like, there's like 15 of us. 15 people. We go there. There's like three interviewers that like interview you.
Is it all at once? Like a panel? So it's three of them?
No, it was three people. There were three separate offices.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
They were interviewing two people at once. So it was like me and another guy. And then like, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So like a lot of us. And you know, most of these guys are like, yo, I'm in like third year university. I'm doing like a criminology degree. And I'm like, man, I got fucking no class. The dude next to me is like, yeah, I'm like bilingual. I'm like, oh shit.
So are you.
No, like French bilingual.
Bilingual is bilingual. Right? You speak two
but
languages.
But like at the airport, I think.
Yeah, the only two that matter at the airport are Punjabi and English.
Well, yeah. Based on the geographic location. Yeah,
did you say that? Like.
Yeah, it's right. Okay. It's on my resume too.
Punjabi and English?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they said they'll let me know in a week or two. So we'll see, you know, how the job market goes.
If you get this job and... you start working at the airport as security.
Yeah.
And God forbid shit goes down and your supervisor has been listening to this podcast. First place you're going to look is here.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to be like TSA, right? So I got to look, you know, like scan the bag, scan the people, you know. If I see something odd, I got to like, you know, like take their bag and then, you know, search that shit. So I'm like Canada's first line of like terrorism, national terrorism.
First line of defense. Raj Veer Singh.
That's a scary thought.
Man, I thought those people would have to get like license or like some sort of like, you know, thing. It's kind of scary that like, you know, somebody like me can get a job like
yeah,
that
is terrifying.
Yeah.
Imagine also like pre 9/11 too, because like, you know, post 9/11 everybody's like, you know, airports got security and shit.
Yeah.
So like, you know, pre 9/11, I wonder how it was like, you know.
How are you going to get to this job?
My mom.
So the guy who has the first line of defense against terrorism in Canada can't drive himself to the airport.
Well, he doesn't have a car and he doesn't even have a license. Well, he's working on the license.
I'm requiring my license, man.
Your test is soon, right?
Yeah, it's on like July 17, I think.
Have you been practicing?
Yeah, I contacted a guy. He said message me a day before to get,
you know,
a day before to get lessons.
No, like a day before you want the lesson.
Oh, okay. I was like,
you know, so earlier today when we came over here,
yeah,
and that car that looks like your dad's car turned left,
yeah,
and it made a really stupid angle when turning.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was him getting lessons.
Oh, that's funny.
That was somebody else going to their driveway. He just needed to make that angle.
Did you learn how to parallel park?
Nah, we're going to acquire that skill. Okay. I know how to front park and back park.
That's good.
And drive on the road.
Well, I would hope so.
The number of times living in this area,
yeah,
in the GTA, that you're going to need to parallel park, a maximum of like 5 times in your life.
Not even. But, like, the thing is, they ask you, they make you do it on the test, right?
Yeah. So either, her dude said either they'll make you parallel or they'll make you back breakfast. Either
it's or. Like one or, yeah, yeah, one or the other.
No, I did both, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
For my G2. For people listening in BC, that's, like, your full license, I guess.
They don't have that in BC?
They don't follow the G stuff.
The graduate driving.
No, they're not graduated at anything.
What do they follow?
They have their L license learners.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like some full license. I don't know what it's called.
So they just have two.
I think so.
And most of the world is like that. I think we're like one of the only places that has like, you know.
The three.
Yeah.
Which is, makes no sense. Why? Why?
I mean, you see the drivers here. It's like, shit.
Okay, but this rule has been in place for the last however many years.
I mean, theoretically.
My mom never got like a full license.
She doesn't have a G?
No, at her time there was no G.
That wasn't a thing before. Yeah. So as long as she did the one test, she got her full license. Like,
I got my G in 2006 when you were born.
Oh, wow. Our mom, I think, probably in like the 90s or
mid-90s. Because 80s, I've been driving
for 20 years
almost. The 80s?
Holy because shit. She came in 88 or something, so I don't know how soon.
I think in 93 they bought their first car. So.
Oh, so maybe it was somewhere then.
Around, like the early 90s, I think she did it. And at that time, she said they never went on the road. They just had like a.
They used to have a drive center.
Yeah.
On airport like, and Steeles.
Yeah, so they didn't actually have to go out and drive. It was just
the center. I used to go there with my parents when my mom was learning how to drive a car. Oh. It was so good, man. Like really? you could go there, you could do your written test inside, and they had like a city layout within that facility. Like it was outside,
yeah, mm-hmm.
but within their confines.
Yeah,
and they had uphill, downhill, normal lighted intersections, stop signs, yields, everything.
Mm-hmm.
This basically emulated real world driving within their grounds.
It's like that one Malcolm in the Middle episode when they have like a thing.
I haven't seen
that. And Reese like robs a car and then he does it.
Oh. Fucking Reese. and then they sold it to trucking companies.
Oh, really?
Oh.
And other like warehouses and stuff. Yeah, that was good though.
Okay.
Yeah. So, getting back to our labor dispute here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what happened.
Yeah.
Well, I never want to do the podcast ever, so.
It was your idea. It was literally your idea to do the podcast. You said, let's do a podcast.
Yeah, it was my idea.
Those were your words.
I understand that.
Verbatim.
But then the podcast became something that I didn't.
This is not how I saw
it. It became larger than her
life.
No,
this is not how I envisioned it. Like, this
how did you envision it?
Like, talking about like more serious topics.
And then, so we were discussing this last week.
Yeah.
And I said, give me some serious topics. And what did you say that day?
I said, I'll think about it and get back to you. That's what
and
I said.
It's been a week. And have you come up
with... I'm a very busy person. Okay? Leave me alone. No, but then first you gave me the out, right? You were like, oh, if you don't want to do it anymore, you don't have to do it. I'll just do it. And then you took your out back and you were like, you have to do it. Do you remember that? We need
a woman for political reasons,
man. We need, it's the environment and atmosphere of equality. We need representation. So we
you just need me here for your representation from your gender perspective. Basically, that's the only reason I'm here.
You also fill, yeah, basically.
Diversity hired.
Well, you're right.
So rude.
As one of the founders, you are the diversity hire. Okay, but okay, what kind of topics do you want to talk about?
You think Bill Gates had a diversity hire?
I haven't seen a black person on that team, man. I don't think so. They're all white.
It's funny.
His daughter was briefly dating a black guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think that worked out, though.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so like, but and so and then I said, yeah. Yes, we need you back on the podcast.
Yes.
And we'll take your topic seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we also need like a moderator. So, yeah.
Do I really do that though? I just.
Yeah, kind of.
Anyways, yeah. So I mean, going forward, I'll send you guys my list of serious topics in advance.
We're capable of discussing those topics with a serious attitude.
We'll see how it goes.
He's smart.
I never said he wasn't. It's just you guys make capable. A joke out of everything.
You know, he's no cute. The topics.
Hey man, national security is not a joke.
It's not a joke, okay?
Says it with laughing. That's fine. But that wasn't our only labor issue. There was other labor issues causing the podcast to not go forward.
Such as?
Well, this guy disappeared one day when he came to record.
I didn't know, okay?
I told you the day before we're recording tomorrow.
No?
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah?
I don't want to. and then
that day, she told your mom we're coming over, and I was not happy for 2 days.
Yeah, he was very upset. I was like, very upset. Came over and he didn't get to record, and then he was all sad.
You guys could have done it without me.
No.
No.
We tried that once and.
Yeah.
Whatever. The only thing that matters is that's in the past. Now I think, you know, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do that podcast.
We're marching forward.
Yeah.
With a new resolve.
It is so hot up here.
I felt like I was gonna pass out a couple of minutes ago, not gonna lie, man.
It's very hot.
Why do you think I'm sleeping all the time?
Leave your bedroom. So for people not in Toronto, we've been having extreme heat this week. And his bedroom is apparently the only bedroom that doesn't get AC service in his house.
It's underneath the bed.
That's probably,
So what you gotta do is create a funnel system that channels cold air from out underneath your bed.
But all of the upstairs is like this.
Yeah.
It doesn't get as cold even when the AC's on.
Just move your bed, man.
Yeah.
It's not gonna help. Like, it's just,
We need to... You know, steal all the venting and, like, you know, make it nice venting. Mm. AC, was it HVAC leakage, just called it?
Yes.
At Robin's house, the AC is so high and strong that I have to wear, like, cardigans and sweatpants. Really? Like, I'm freezing.
Whereas I've been walking around in shorts and no t-shirt
but
all week.
But it's freezing and I'm like, can we just turn it down? Like,
I don't know, man. In this house, our dad's in control of it. You know, he adjusts it. If you adjust it, he'll find out and he'll turn it back.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Did you check every day?
Yeah.
What is it set to?
I don't know, man. My mom tried to, like, turn it up one day, but she did the opposite. She put it on, like, 25.
Oh my god.
And it was, like, hot as shit, because she doesn't know how to use it.
That one day that she complained, I had to put it up to 24.
Damn.
But it's so cold. Like, I shouldn't have to wear sweatpants inside the house. It's ridiculous.
Anyways.
I don't know, man, but my dad, this man, he just lives in the heat. You know, his car's AC doesn't work half the time. His work doesn't have an AC, so he just lives in the heat.
He's used to it,
You know, also, like, I was sitting here, it's like 35 degrees outside, and you
but
just
it
see,
feels like 44.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see, like, Bibia outside in, like, suits and, like,
yeah, oh, man. I don't even know how.
We went to get ice cream yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these two high school kids walk by wearing all black, mind you.
That's what they do, man.
All black with a sweatshirt, a hoodie, and sweatpants. I'm right now in your bedroom wearing short shorts, basically booty shorts, basically.
They're not booty
with
shorts.
With a very, very thin t-shirt. And it feels like I'm about to have a heat stroke.
It's like 29 degrees in here. According, I don't know how accurate that is.
29.8.
Okay.
An open window isn't doing jack shit.
Well, yeah, it's too hot outside.
Well, it's raining now, so you know we'll...
Anyways.
Thank God this light's not on.
Yeah.
Fucking three suns right beside my face. Okay, so we've addressed national security.
Yeah.
You're on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've addressed workplace equality.
Yes.
As an HR, do you think this is like a good lake?
No, we're all brown people. Where's the diversity?
I'm white.
Shut up. The only type of diversity we have is like a range of age, I guess. Otherwise.
No. Okay, so we have skin color.
You can't.
Hold on. Okay, hold on.
Next level of diversity you're doing.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm lighter than you guys.
Congratulations. So, it's like
a micro diversity.
Yeah.
So we've checked off the skin color
box. There's no skin color box. Ethnicity, race. You can't be like.
We have a turban guy.
There you go.
So we've checked off that box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have a female.
Yeah.
Checked off that box.
Okay.
You guys are also short.
Yeah.
We've checked off that box.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What else?
Athlete, basketball player.
No. Should have mentioned that 10 years ago, buddy.
Accurate.
I played basketball 2 weeks ago, and I am thinking about retiring for good.
Oh,
fucking fucked me up.
How is LeBron still playing?
He spends $2 million every year on his body.
Well, there you go.
I spend
nothing.
However much a gym costs per year, $50, $600 a year. You're gonna get $600 results, buddy.
Oh yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's also an interesting thing. Like you mentioned, like gender, man. The form that they had us fill out at the job interview only had two genders on it, male or female. So I don't even know if I want to work for that company.
Shut up. How many genders did you want them to put on there?
Other. At least have an other category. Come on, no.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they're more focused on what kind of chromosomes you have. So based on that, I think they are on point.
Anyways.
Speaking of genders.
Yes.
And that field. I saw a guy talk about the branding of LGBTQ.
Yeah.
And how it's just redundant. It should just all be gay.
Yeah.
Did I send you that?
Yeah, it was like, oh, lesbian, that's gay.
That's gay. Gay is gay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bisexual, if like you're a guy who likes girls, good. If you're a guy... Plus, you know, also guys, you're gay.
That's gay, yeah.
LGBT, mm-hmm. trans. If you convert and you like, you know, one sex, you're still gay.
Yeah.
And Q, queer, you're gay.
Yeah.
What is queer exactly? Gay. Is that it?
Yeah.
But then what's the plus?
I don't know, man.
More forms of gay.
More forms of gay?
I guess.
I think if they had never had these letters, it was just gay, I think they would be more respected as well by maybe the conservative people.
Say what again?
Like if they never had all these, you know how the conservative people, they have all these letters always expanding, never alphabet people, right? If they were just gay, like an umbrella term, I think they would be more respected by
I think so.
The conservative peoples.
Makes sense.
What does the Q on the IA stand for? Isn't it LGBTQIA plus community?
Say what again?
Isn't it LGBTQIA plus, right?
What the hell does that mean?
I'm pretty sure that's what the full terminology is.
IA plus?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
Moving forward.
IA plus.
Diljit was on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Mm.
He made it.
That's pretty cool.
That's actually very, that's a very impressive.
You think, prior he knew who Jimmy Fallon was?
I'm sure he did, right? Why wouldn't he?
Because, our parents
when did he find out who Jimmy Fallon was?
That's a good point.
But don't you, even if he didn't watch his show, don't you think he knew of him,
Dude, do our parents know who that is?
No.
No, okay, that's fair.
Let's put it this way, okay? He's known of Jimmy Fallon for a little while now.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Definitely, yeah.
Right? But he also has a very crafted image.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about Diljit, not Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Right? So he's got a very crafted image. When he started going off back 10 years ago, all of a sudden he started wearing football 49er jerseys.
Yeah.
He did?
Yes. In what world would that make sense for a guy who claims to not speak Punjabi, right? And I love Diljit, okay? My favorite artist, okay?
Yeah.
But in what world where a Punjabi artist who says he doesn't speak English all of a sudden starts wearing 49ers jerseys?
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
Who's telling him to do that?
The Illuminati.
That's when he started going up, though. That's true. It's been about 10 years.
It's probably whoever his manager or his publicist is.
Right,
saying,
so I'm saying
these things, right?
It's it's a crafted image.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, yes. Then the question becomes, at what point did he become aware of who Jimmy Fallon actually is?
I'd say probably when they probably started discussing. I don't think he probably knew before that. His management probably knew. He probably himself probably didn't.
I'm not taking away anything from his appearance on the show. It's
yeah
a huge moment.
Yeah.
We're just discussing like
yeah
whose idea was it, right?
Yeah.
And I doubt that Jimmy Fallon's team reached out to them.
Yeah, probably not.
It's probably the other way around.
Yeah. But like you think he knew what Coachella was before Coachella happened?
Probably. I think I can see him knowing what it was before it happened.
Okay.
Because it's a huge music festival, right? So,
yeah.
That I can see him knowing. Do you think he knew who Sawiti was?
Well, I think, like, whoever his team is or whatever, like, they're doing a good job of, like, getting him a
phenomenal job
publicity and, like, different avenues and stuff.
He probably definitely has, like, you know, like, people probably, like, from, like, Canada or America in his team, like, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, I think it's good that he's getting so much recognition, like, not just within, like, the Punjabi community, but now, like, other avenues as well.
So before, earlier when we were talking about this downstairs, and I said I'll wait for the podcast.
Yeah.
This shows how far, in a way, we've come as a community. Because when the show belonged to Jay Leno.
Yeah.
It was like maybe 15 years ago. He made a joke about the Golden Temple.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it wasn't even like, it wasn't even a joke about Sikhs.
Yeah.
It was about a senator or a governor from Illinois, something Blagojevich or something.
Yeah.
And he was, I think, misappropriating party funds to buy stuff for himself.
Oh, shit.
And the joke was, he invested in a house made of all gold and or something.
Yeah.
And they put up a picture of the Golden Temple.
Oh.
Right, so, again, I believe you shouldn't joke about a religious site.
Yeah.
But overall, it wasn't like a joke about Sikhism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But people lost. Like, people go, oh, blah, 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 Jay Leno. Fuck you, Jay Leno, right? And now to see the same show, but being hosted by Jimmy Fallon, and you have a prominent Sikh performing.
Yeah.
Quite the turn of events.
Full circle moment.
180?
Or quite the improvement, yeah.
180?
Semi-circle moment.
Semi-circle moment.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's like, so you know how Diljit is married and he has a child?
Allegedly.
Is that true? No, I'm seeing it when it's getting too loud. Okay. I'm watching.
Allegedly.
My cousin who's in the music industry.
Yeah.
I asked him when he came over a couple years ago and I forgot what he said.
Okay.
But, well, no, meaning like, he, yes, is married,
okay.
But I don't know if he's divorced or still married.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old is he? Like, he's just 40s or?
He's 40. Oh. Yeah. I think he's born 84.
Oh, damn.
Let's check.
Because, like, if he is married and he has a kid, like, he's been able to keep it, like, under wraps.
He's 40.
Like, damn. Very yeah, well,
he's
never right?
home. Like, he's always traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so how would he even have, like, a good, like, home life or whatever? Could have been
like a gippy good of all of this.
Yeah, I don't know.
He needs to stop being himself. Like, look, the most annoying family.
But yeah, if he was married and had a kid, wouldn't it, like, sometimes his family come to his shows and stuff? Like, wouldn't you
maybe
see them?
Maybe they do. Maybe they just
somewhere.
Don't know who they are.
Don't know who they are. That's fair too, yeah.
Maybe they don't want to be known as well. Maybe they don't want to start like that.
A couple years ago, one of his songs came out, and there was a girl with the same last name as him, Dasanjh, tagged on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling maybe that was his wife.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you think like the audience had a good time like listening to like his performance? Like, you know, like the white
seemed
people?
Like it. Seemed like it. When they cut to the audience, seemed like it. And the Tonight Show band, The Roots, I saw a video of them backstage, like, visibly happy and, like, like pleased with what they saw.
That's good.
And they're a pretty big, you know, hip-hop name, The Roots.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, I think he did good.
Man, now that he has this name, I just hope he doesn't, like, you know, fuck it up. You know, meaning, like, he doesn't have, like, a Diddy situation or something.
I don't think, no.
Okay.
His pocket just makes a triangle. I don't think he's actually Illuminati.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It takes a ball to, like, call somebody out like that, though. Because your career is done if you, like, you know... Like, people are going to think you're a joke, and then nobody's going to want to collab with you if you say something.
But, okay, in the Punjabi music industry, who would call him out?
There's only one dude. Nobody else is going to do that.
He's not.
Most of the dudes don't even know who the Illuminati is, probably.
No. Like, not the Illuminati. Like Diddy's style.
Oh, like Diddy's. Claims. Oh, yeah.
No one's going to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Babu one? Like, no.
Yeah.
And that guy Naseeb, like, no one's taking him seriously at the moment. Right? It's like,
Yeah, man, that dude's playing checkers. We're just playing chess.
he's playing checkers by himself and losing. To himself.
But you think, okay, if we hypothetically, let's say he's a part of the Illuminati, I think that's a pretty big moment for Punjabi people, because who else?
How?
We don't have representation in the Illuminati.
Is that where we want representation? Like,
but we don't know that.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Really? Who else would be in the Illuminati, though?
Out of Punjab?
Yeah.
Bottles?
Well, yeah, bottles. Bottles would make sense.
Yeah, they would make sense. No. No.
I mean, one of them is like, you know, the older bottle died now.
He could have been.
Yeah.
His son, though.
Well, yeah. Sounds just like a meme.
Huh? It sounds a meme.
I don't know, but with the amount of power they had, maybe.
I don't think that's Illuminati. That's just old-fashioned corruption, man. There's no sophistication with that kind of power that they have.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
If you like think about like the Illuminati, there's a little like a level
like
of sophistication.
Hitting and
yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, just straight up.
They're straight up distributing alcohol in the bends for votes.
Yeah.
Right. Bends.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree.
Nice.
Yeah.
If we were to nominate somebody from our community other than Diljit to join the Illuminati, who would you nominate?
Who I think should get scooted over, or who would be a good representation?
Who would represent us at the Illuminati level?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Bindi?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's not a good question
to
ask.
A Punjabi
me.
Name. Just like a famous Punjabi person. Lily Singh.
Oh, that's a good one. She's not really Punjabi, but like, you know, doesn't really represent that, but like, you know, still, like, she could be a part of it.
She could be a part of it.
It would work out.
Just Rain?
That's a good one, too. He went missing for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Comes back with a TV show. It makes sense.
No, that's some. No. That can't be Illuminati. That is not Illuminati. Coming back with that show, we enjoyed it, though.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely enjoyed it, but if you sell your soul to the devil and you come back with
a
CBC level production, right?
Yeah.
You fucked up.
That's like the you know, like when you go to Times Square, you meet Spider-Man. That's like that version of the devil.
Yeah. Do you think you were saying that you think we might see Just Rain at some wedding?
Oh, okay. Right. So, okay, dad's friend's daughter's wedding. Okay,
see,
that,
that's what I
right,
either,
okay.
Yeah.
So we have a wedding to go to in August.
Yeah.
And their in-laws.
Yeah.
Share the same last name with Just Rain.
Oh shit!
So we think that the guy the girl is getting married to,
yeah,
is potentially Just Rain's cousin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you guys gotta start writing down questions, man. Like, you know,
writing down questions?
Like, you know, if you meet him, then what are you gonna say? Like, you know?
There's gonna be a crowd of people around him.
We're not gonna start podcasting with him once we meet him.
Yeah.
Maybe we could say hi to him at the most. But, okay, for starters,
I wouldn't even
this
say
is
that.
All speculation. We didn't even
yeah,
know.
Ask him if he's in the Illuminati.
It's all speculation, first of all. And second of all, I wouldn't say hi.
Oh.
Why? You're too cool for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a valid point, though. You don't want to be a clout chaser, you know?
Exactly.
It's not chasing clout. So networking.
Yeah, I'd network with him outside of like that setting when like 50 other people trying to get his attention. Yeah,
I'd do it, but I just want to enjoy his time.
Exactly, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
I think, man, Gurdasman in the Illuminati.
Interesting.
An old trusted name that everybody knows, you know.
Nobody likes him anymore.
Well, yeah.
Why does no one like him?
I mean, he said the thing about like Hindi or whatever.
Basically, he said Hindi should be respected.
Okay.
In addition to Punjabi?
Yeah, or something.
He said you should also respect Hindi.
Mm-hmm.
And people got mad at him.
Oh.
But did he say you should respect it above Punjabi? Is that what he said? I don't think that's what he said though.
He said something like Maa Boli or I don't know. It was long.
He said like Maa Boli is Punjabi, but you should also respect your Masi.
Hindi. Yeah, some shit like
that. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
and
okay.
People were like rah 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 rah.
I don't know. I gotta look at like the exact quote.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact quote. So
okay,
I gotta And then he told someone else to shove it up his ass on stage.
Oh my god.
And that's when the Punjabi community canceled him again.
It's funny.
Good old glass man. Why do you think that our community is against smoking but not drinking? Technically, we're not supposed to drink either.
Yeah, that's a good
but
one.
We'll go to, you know, like liquor stores and all that stuff and get drunk at parties. But drinking alcohol is more acceptable than smoking.
I think because smoking, like, the effects are worse.
So you think we're health conscious people?
No, I don't think...
Hey, you can't laugh at our topics.
Okay. It wasn't my topic, but I don't think we're health conscious people. But I think people like to pretend or act like we are. Like, oh, we're, you know, this is the lesser of the two words. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the two evils. So I think that's what it is.
I'm going to push back inside a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you drink, well, no, I'm.
No, but I think it's a different. I think it's a different sensation. Like when you smoke, like it doesn't get you high or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
or doesn't
people just don't
make
like to
you.
Smoke,
it just gives you a bit of a head rush.
Yeah, whereas when you're drinking, like it temporarily makes people like forget about things and like be happy in a state of happiness for a little bit. So I think it's.
It depends what kind of drunk you are.
Yeah, but I think that's the reaction they're looking
for.
Hey,
man, you can't smoke and then beat your wife.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So you're promoting smoking over
no.
alcohol?
No, I'm just saying.
No, but, like, this is why they like alcohol better.
So you beat your wife?
So they can do whatever the fuck they want or they influence. Like,
no, okay, but I'm looking at it from a female perspective, too. All the auntie, they'd much rather have their son drink alcohol over smoking a cigarette.
Oh, I was looking at it from the perspective of
I'm looking at like uncle's perspective.
That's what I was thinking too.
Maybe it's just such a big taboo, and then I don't know, man.
But you're saying that aunt. But I feel like the auntie are saying don't do either.
They're not. They're exactly.
Yeah.
If they had it their way, they would say don't do
anything.
Yeah.
But if push comes to shove, they'd rather say drink over smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, I guess. Cause
maybe because like smoking is just like very frowned upon. It's like, you know, but why is it frowned upon?
But why isn't drinking gonna, you know?
Is it just because smoking leads to cancer? Like that's clear. Like
and drinking leads to
cancer as well, throat cancer. Right?
What the fuck?
Right?
No,
like liver failure and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I guess cancer is seen as worse than liver failure. I don't know.
Death is death.
I agree, but I think that's how they rationalize it.
I think, I don't know, man. So many people drink, it's normal. But like, why do so many people drink? That's the next question that comes up, which is like.
Remember, we were having.
Social lubricant.
Remember, we were having a conversation about this? About like how smoking was very common. Like, you would even see it in movies. And then there was this whole thing of like, oh, smoking's bad for you. That's why. Because before you were able to smoke in restaurants and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then all that got banned. And you don't really see people smoking in movies and shows anymore. But you still see alcohol. Like, that's still...
Could it be because smoking is more addictive than drinking alcohol?
Is it more addictive, though? Because people have alcohol addiction, too. Like,
they
I think,
do.
Yeah.
But a lot of people can have a drink here and there and not get addicted. Whereas I think...
If you have one cigarette, it...
I'm not saying one cigarette's going to get you hooked.
Yeah.
But I think it's easier to get addicted to cigarettes than it is to alcohol.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe that's
that
why.
Could be it, too, yeah.
Maybe it's the smell. Well,
Oh, fucking.
But yeah, smell is bad too. Like, who wants to deal with that?
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Coupled with the nasty smell.
Yeah.
Discolored
but
fingers.
I think it's also a society thing. Like, yeah, it's drinking is more accepted in society than smoking.
Why is society that way?
I think because of the stuff we just talked about, like some of these side effects. But then in other communities, they don't drink alcohol. Like in the Muslim world, but they'll smoke cigarettes.
But is smoking banned for them, or is it like...
I don't think so.
But I know alcohol is banned for them.
Alcohol is banned for them, but smoking... Maybe. I don't think so.
Maybe that's why they smoke.
The reason they don't drink alcohol is because they're not supposed to consume any item that alters their state of mind.
No.
But then I asked my friends, like...
Sugar alters your state of mind, you know, sugar rush.
But
not to the extent of, like alcohol,
yeah,
right? So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smoking cigarettes is just fucking nasty.
Yeah.
Weed is good.
To each their own.
To me, it's good.
Depends how you take it, I guess. You know, like edibles might be more accepted than smoking a blunt or.
Well, edibles you can't see. Right? Yeah. You can have a gummy in front of your mom. She's not gonna know.
Yeah.
Unless you have a bad trip and you're tripping balls and on the floor.
You give your mom a gummy, she won't.
Right. But if you smoke a joint from your mom, that's different.
Yeah, that's true. It's like very obvious. Anyways.
I don't know, man. This takes me to the point where, like, you know, the thing I said, we need an anti-tribunal in this country.
How so?
Okay. So, me and Hiro were discussing. We were on a walk, man. We had this relative one time, right? And they never got invited to a wedding. That was like in Montreal. They never got invited. They're like far relative, right? They live near us, you know. We were like, you know, on there, right? They're more friends than like, you know, relative. They never got invited to this wedding. They got kind of pissed. Our mom went to go give them like, you know, like scenery and stuff after the wedding, right? They never took it. Since that point, we never really talked to them ever again. So I'm like, to solve disputes between auntie and like that, we need a tribunal. Of like, you know, like the Supreme Court of Antia, we just have like 5 or 7 Antia just reside over the case and then decide who's in the right and like how to resolve it.
How do you feel, Bindi?
Yeah, I think that could work. But then the only thing is, sometimes Antia are very irrational, you know? So can we really trust that decision? Can we really trust that, you know, it'll get resolved correctly?
My sentiments, exactly.
Yeah. But that situation,
and I can't get in trouble for that because this came from a female.
But that whole Sirini situation was so ridiculous because that person wasn't even related to like my dad's side, so it's like, why would you get invited?
Yeah,
and it wasn't our invite to give. Like, it wasn't our house wedding.
I don't know, but if you have like 5 to 10 auntie, are they still gonna be irrational and like collectively?
Yeah, because they all just rile each other up. You know how they are.
That's a fair point.
That is true.
Yeah.
And what if we had like a couple of uncles thrown in there too?
What's the level of education of this board?
The uncles are gonna start fighting the auntie and shit. Like, it's just gonna be a bad disaster.
Uncles aren't gonna let the auntie speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bad idea.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
This is how disputes are handled in the Pend.
Okay.
It's called a panchayat.
Yeah.
Right? The village folk get together.
Yeah.
And who are the village folk?
The uncles and aunties.
The sarpanch.
Just the uncles.
Oh, just the uncles?
Yeah, the women don't get a say.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
What if you have like a sarpanchini as like the leader?
That happens.
Sarpanchini.
Okay. Some Pends do have a female sarpanch.
Yeah.
Call a sarpanchini. But then again, when it comes to village decisions, it's not like because you have Hillary Clinton you're gonna have female representation all over. That's not how it works. The men are still in the decision making role underneath the female sarpanch. Just because Hillary Clinton gets elected doesn't mean all the senators and governors are all of a sudden gonna become female.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, what happens in these meetings of the village folk?
Somebody's son beats up his wife and the village gets together. They want to get divorced and the village forces them back together. And the beatings continue until...
that's actually literally what happens.
That's literally what happens.
That's crazy.
Or somebody killed somebody in the Pend and, like, they want revenge and they mediate.
Yeah.
Somebody trespasses over somebody's Jermaine.
Somebody steals somebody's cow. I don't know if that actually happens.
Maybe not so much nowadays, but before. Yeah,
probably. Brand somebody's cow.
How would you know if it's your cow or like your neighbor's cow? Like if the cow's got mixed up.
You can tell me. You see those animals every day. You're and right. also, but don't they if look the animal same? Freaks out when the animal sees you, that's not your animal.
What if you
not? If you try touching a cow's tits, right? And the cow says, get the fuck out of here, right? That's not your cow.
What if you accidentally like milk somebody else's cow and then you like fuck it up down there? Then
what?
Like you go to milk so a cow you think is yours. It's really like your neighbor's and you just fuck it up down there and can't make more milk. Then like what happens?
How would you fuck it up down there?
What's the course of action?
Oh, shut up.
Like, okay, so if it's your neighbor's cow or buffalo, you're not going to be able to get near it.
Okay.
It's going to kick you in the head.
Is that actually how cows are? That's a thing?
What?
Like, cows will freak out if it's not their owner coming.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know that. How else do you think they get them to give milk?
I don't know, man.
There's a level of trust established.
I thought they're just like, they don't even know what's happening. They're just like...
That's probably like a survival instinct, right? You can't just have like anybody come up to you and like, you know.
Okay.
They have brains, man. Alrighty. They know what's going on.
I wasn't sure.
So it wouldn't be an effective system in our 21st century to have like a tribunal of Antia.
No, it wouldn't.
I think it would make like a good, like, you know, like Instagram series.
I mean, for shits and giggles, yeah, you know, realistically.
What if you got auntie with a diverse background? Like, you got, like, you know, like Jat auntie, you got, like, you know, lower caste auntie, and you got
various. You're gonna not even talk to each other. Oh, you're just creating a worse situation. You're
gonna have a situation of, like, the higher caste auntie, you're gonna be like, that person can't sit at our table.
Yeah, they're gonna be a bunch of mean girls.
Of high school.
Yeah. Should we do maybe one more topic? And that's it. It's getting too hot.
Sure.
The back of my knees are sweating.
Back of my everything's sweating.
What you got?
What you got, Roger?
We are the tribe people who got like the tribe people who got addicted on porn.
Oh yeah.
What is this?
So, some tribes in the Amazon apparently.
Yeah.
They somehow got devices.
It was like Starlink, apparently, I think. Like
Elon Musk. They connected to Elon Musk's Starlink, which provides internet to rural areas.
Okay, yeah.
And how these tribes got phones and shit, I don't know, but they connected and...
Mm-hmm.
No, this is probably how it happened.
Okay.
Some explorer, probably fucker, went into the Amazon.
Yeah.
Found these tribes and just for shits and giggles, be like, here's Pornhub.
Oh, my God.
Right? Because imagine if they... these aren't uncontacted tribes. Yeah. These are people who have contact with the outside world.
Yeah.
Right? Again, I don't think they're sophisticated enough to, like, know proper English. And if they are...
Yeah.
Nobody, like, in the middle of the jungle is gonna know about Pornhub.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
To get to that level of detail, you need some fucker from the outside to tell them about it.
But, like, aren't there ethics boards for, like, you know, like, anthropologists and that kind of shit?
No, man. This is like the equivalent of, what is it? I forgot who did it, but like some like more advanced culture got like a less advanced culture hooked on drugs and like exploited them.
Shit. Yeah, that makes sense.
Interesting.
I don't know, man, but
then what happened? Like,
we just read headlines.
Oh.
And then we just go make speculations.
Makes sense.
I don't know, man. That's fucked up, though. Like, your entire social construct is probably fucked at that point. If your entire village is just hooked on porn and they just openly talk about that shit.
There's...
Do they know what OnlyFans is, though? Like, are they at that level? Because they probably can't afford OnlyFans, I'm guessing.
They can't afford OnlyFans.
Yeah.
There was a documentary on Netflix. I forgot what it's called, but it's, like, basically... It was about this woman who was, like, a professor... And she got, like, she had to do some time in jail because she got charged with essentially raping a disabled person.
Oh, shit.
And so, like, basically she works with a lot of disabled people and that's, like, she's a professor that talks about, like, how to provide access and tools and stuff for people with disabilities. And someone, one of her students was taking a class with her, and his brother had a disability, so he had cerebral palsy, which he was, like, born with. And essentially, like, she was teaching in class something called, like, facilitated communication, which is where what they were saying is that some people who have disabilities, like, their brain is still functioning at a higher level, but, like, their body prevents them from being able to do, like, day-to-day things normally.
Yeah.
So she was saying, like, facilitated communication is when someone, like, you give them a keyboard and they can type out what their thoughts are, basically, and have conversations that way. So the guy who was taking her class said, like, oh, you know, my brother, he has a disability. Like, I'm really interested in facilitated communication, see if he can, like, communicate. So she started, like, helping him with that and, like, doing regular sessions with him, the brother. And then she said, like, okay, he's been able to communicate, and they, you know, they're having conversations, and he was even taking a class, and she would sit with him in class and help him with that. And then she, whatever, like, in the conversations and stuff, she's like, oh, like, they're in love, and they admitted it to each other. And then she, like, they go to, like, then the guy who was her student, which is the disabled person's brother, and his mother, to be like, oh, we're in love, like, we want to, like, be together and stuff. And then the mother and brother got really upset because they, like, didn't agree with that. And then when they tried to do, like, the facilitated communication with the brother on their own, like, he wasn't actually typing anything and stuff. So they think that it was her the whole time. And she was just making it up. And apparently, like, a lot of research showed that facilitated communication was actually, there's a bias on the person who's doing the facilitating. Like, because if someone can actually control their hand properly and you're holding it up and you're pointing it for them, like, it could be that the communicator is actually the one making the words and sentences, but although they think they're helping the other person do it. So they think that's what happened the whole time. Because she said, oh, he consented to have sex with me, and that's why I had sex with him. But apparently, like, it was actually just her the whole time talking to herself, essentially, through this bias. And when they had other people evaluate him, like, they had other, like, psychologists and stuff and experts in facilitated communication, they determined, like, his brain level is at the level of, like, a 4-year-old or something. He doesn't, like, it doesn't even make sense that he was communicating how she says he was. So she got sentenced to, I think, 12 years, but then she appealed, and she won the case when she appealed, so she only ended up doing 2 years in prison. So she's out. So anyways, that's what the documentary was about, which was interesting. But she still, like, keeps her word, like, saying that, no, like, it was him, it was his words, not, like, she doesn't think she was being biased in any of it.
How do you even, like, give consent? Like, you know, I don't know, man. Like, you know, that's kind of,
well, like, in the typing it, so she thought, like, he was consenting. But the other thing is, okay, the reason I brought it up because you guys were talking about the tribes being addicted to porn. So after, like, whatever, they had sex, and then the whole prison thing happened and all that. So the mom was in the documentary, and she's like, he won't stop masturbating now. Oh, and they had to put him on medication and stuff for it. Because she's like, once you light that match, you know, like, so she was basically saying, like, because she had sex with him, he, like, now won't stop masturbating after that. Like, before that, he was fine.
But if his hands don't work?
His hands work, they're just very shaky, right? Like, he can't, he doesn't have stability.
Oh, no, man, that shit's fucked up. Yeah. Why would you, like, okay, I don't, you know, this might be kind of, like, you know, rude, but, like,
my microphone was on mute, I was talking into it.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
I don't know, this kind of might be kind of rude, but, like, if you're, like, a woman, you know, you're, like, educated, I think you could probably, you know, like, you're smart, you know, you have, like, a career, you could probably get, like, a better dude, like, you know, just not being rude, you know.
No, she,
you can't say better, that's,
okay, not better, but, like,
that's discriminatory.
An abled body dude.
Yes.
But the thing was, she was actually married, she cheated on her husband with this. She's married and she had 2 kids.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So she actually ruined her whole marriage.
Oh, that's fucked up.
With that situation, too.
Well, what does that do to her husband?
Yeah.
Well, her husband then left her.
Well, of course he left her, but, like, It's gotta fuck with your mind. Yeah. Like, I can't compete with a handicapped person. Yeah.
And then her husband even wrote a letter to the court, to the judge, saying that, like, she's such a manipulative person and she deserves jail and all this stuff.
Nah, man, the lives of the children are probably, like, fucked. Like, yo, the amount of bullying you'd get, you know, your mom fucking did, like, a disabled dude.
It's not an OnlyFans. Who's gonna find out?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Kids find out, man.
But, yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah, okay, if you go make a documentary about it, then maybe, yeah. But, yeah, like, if you're an able-bodied man and your wife cheats on you with a disabled dude,
that's fucked up.
That's opening up a whole new can of worms.
Okay, but not just like a disabled person. Like, let's distinguish, like, this, like, because you can, people get married to people with disabilities. That's totally fine.
No, that's fine. I'm yeah. not saying that. Like,
but, like, I think, I'm not like, saying, to cheat on someone with someone who has an intellect of a 4-year-old, like, yeah. who can't speak, like, that's pretty messed yeah. up, you know? Yeah. Because a 4-year-old obviously can't give consent. Like, it doesn't yeah, even make that sense.
Doesn't work.
Like, yeah, that's really fucked up. Anyways, on that depressing note,
man, we gotta give that case to, like, the anti-tribunal.
There wasn't nowhere to begin.
That's just fucked up, man. This is why we can't do real topics now. There's gotta be, like, a level of, like, you know.
Okay, but next time I'll give it to you in advance so you can, you know, jot down some talking points.
Sure.
It's not bad topics to have.
It's not a bad topic. It's just, like, when you said intellect of a 4-year-old, I really just...
We can do the depressing topics first and the... Or no. Yeah, no. Actually, no, that's just going to bum you guys out. Okay, not all serious topics are depressing.
Your
this just happened.
Depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. Okay, anyways, on that depressing note, should we end it?
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It killed the vibe.
Really dead. Like, look at my voice now.
Alright, thanks for listening, everyone.
Toodaloo. Roger.
Dippity-doo.
Thanks.